out of everyone. We thank you for your service, for all that you have done.
The Marines and the Coast Guard, the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force.
Good morning, good morning, and happy Veterans Day 2021. Jack Heath, Corey Iles, and that's a song composed for our show, for you, our listeners, and most importantly, for you, our veterans. From Skip and Mike, they're regular listeners, avid listeners. They reached out to the show a week or so ago. They composed that song, Three Shades of Gray, for veterans on Veterans Day. We wanted to get that out there to start our morning. Good morning. The Pulse 7H, WTPL, WEMJ, WASR, WTSN, Seacoast of New Hampshire, and right up into Portland, Maine. Thank you, Skip and Mike. And I want to share with our first newsmaker, U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan, who I think maybe heard that and is very passionate about veterans and Veterans Day, is Skip and Mike, neither one of them are veterans, but they took this time to make this song because they care so much about those who serve. Senator Hassan joins us out of the gate this morning. It's been a busy week, and she joins us on Veterans Day. U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan, GMI Studio. Senator, thanks for opening our show. How are you?
I am well, and thanks to you, Jack. Happy Veterans Day. And to Skip and Mike, thank you, and happy Veterans Day. And I think it's just so great that even though they're not veterans, that they thought to do this. It's a point that I heard Sean Buck make yesterday at the Veterans Cemetery. Today is not only about parades and making sure that we formally honor veterans. This is a reminder to call veterans, you know, let them know you care about them, you're grateful to them, and see how they're doing.
Well, and you know, I always enjoyed when you were governor on with me in my show, and as senator, you always have a fond memory because your own family, I think your dad, and you tell that story. It's a great story. But also, you're working, I believe, and I don't have it in front of me, I apologize, but a memorial for our veterans in the war on terror. So maybe just some personal thoughts on this Veterans Day and what if the memorial, where that's at.
Yeah, so I'm working with Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa. She is herself a combat veteran, Iowa National Guard, to get the global war on terrorism placed on the National Mall. There's a lot of support for a global war on terrorism memorial, as there should be. America's longest war, fought entirely by a volunteer military. But there has been a law in the books for a while now that says no more memorials built on the National Mall. And so we're working to reverse that because we think those who fought in the war on terrorism deserve the same place of honor as our other veterans and people who lost their lives in the line of duty do. So we've made great progress in the House. We think we're making it in the Senate. It's just really important. You know, you talk about what you think about on days like today. One of the things I think about, one of the things I've been sharing in the Senate with people as we push this bill is, you know, over in Hampton, we have a memorial to the war on terrorism and to those who we lost in the war on terrorism. And we honor those who we lost every 9/11 there in Hampton. And whenever I can go, I do. And it is amazing to me the breadth of people who turn out for that memorial and also the number of Gold Star families who come and who really find this very meaningful. To know that it's so meaningful in Hampton, New Hampshire, a relatively small state, although a state with such an honored and strong tradition of service, I want people to be able to feel that on the National Mall, our country's place of honor.
Senator, I want to just one more personal note on the veterans front with you, and then I have a question for you on the infrastructure bill, but it is Veterans Day. But real quickly, I remember when my show was at a different place in a different time slot, a different network of stations, when you were just gotten elected governor, and you came in with a few of your folks, but you were so excited, you wanted to just say hi, and you came in, it was very nice, and you just told me you had visited, I think it was the National Guard, and met a young woman who was like in a artillery launch type combat forward position, and you were just so impressed with her and You told me about your dad. The veteran stuff with you has been always near and dear, correct?
Yeah, it sure has. And, you know, the thing that I really would love all of us to focus on this Veterans Day in particular, is what my dad always reminded me of. He was a sergeant in the infantry. His platoon was as diverse as it could be from all over the United States, different education levels, backgrounds, people did different things, real disagreements within the platoon about politics. And yet, when it came to fighting for freedom, they were one. And Dad always said to me, you know, Americans can disagree. We fight for the honor, for the right to disagree and disagree vigorously. But when it comes to love of country and love of each other, because we're Americans,
right,
that's what matters. And, you know, our men and women who have served, they don't ask what political party we are when they go out and risk their lives for us. So, you know, it's really important to keep that in mind at a time when we're all so divided.
Right.
There is a lot that unites us, right? And it's the love of freedom.
Right, and we can learn from the military on that front. Less than 1% serve, but when you're on a SEAL team, I don't think you really care once you're on that team where people are from. You have to have each other's back. Senator, infrastructure bill, it was last, I think, Friday, passed the House. I think it's got to be something you were involved in that in a bipartisan way.
Yeah.
There were 13 House votes on that. Politics aside, it passed. It went to the president's desk. Is this going to be a key part of what you talk about and as you run for re-election, the infrastructure bill, what it means for here, this region?
Well, it's a key part of what I talk about because it's such a game changer for New Hampshire. It's such a game changer for the country. This is the most significant infrastructure investment we've made in more than a generation, I think, since the Eisenhower administration. And think about what it will do. Roads and bridges, to be sure. Clean water infrastructure, so important in New Hampshire. Broadband to every household in the state, high-speed internet. And real significant improvements in how we deal with climate change. Clean energy and resilient grid, along with critical funding for here in New Hampshire for coastal resiliency as we deal with the impacts of climate change. And also some cybersecurity funding, really important for state and local governments. So, this is really important for our economy, for our quality of life, for our ability to compete with China. I will also say this is what can happen when people come together in a democracy and start putting country first as opposed to politics first, right? And, you know, it is a reminder of what we can do when we can come together, compromise that democracy can deliver. And right now, you know, one of the things that I'm really focused on is that countries like China are trying to make the case that democracies are at best outdated, that we can't do big, difficult things when there's so much rapid change. And we really, you know, I believe in democracy. I believe in this country, and we need to deliver for each other and to show the world that democracy and freedom can lead. When we put aside differences and care more about getting a solution than we do about winning an argument.
Senator Maggie Hassan, before we let you go, thank you for the time this morning. Good Morning, New Hampshire, the show. The political landscape or the political world in some respects changed a little bit Tuesday morning when Governor Chris Sununu had his announcement that he's not going to seek a run for the U.S. Senate with the hopes of taking you on, but try and run for a fourth term as governor. Apparently, Mitch McConnell and the Republican powers to be were watching it, and they were as surprised as some people here. The last few times you've been on the show, you've not backed away from some criticism towards the executive council here in New Hampshire, even though they reversed this vote on the $20-plus million in federal COVID-19 funding, but the vote on Planned Parenthood funding. You've been critical of the governor on that House budget bill. There's already a group up calling that the Sununu abortion ban. The governor yesterday, after the announcement, Senator, when I asked him just a little bit about the Senate race now without him running as a candidate, he basically said he would have defeated you in that primary. Any Republican will win the race. And he went on to criticize you. So it seemed like the Senate race in some respects had started and now it's not going to happen. On a human level, I'm just asking you on a human level, Senator Hassan, on the show, you surprised at all the governor did not run for Senate? Any relief there, surprise, or just a human reaction to him not running for the U.S. Senate?
You know, I don't know what influenced or didn't influence the governor here. You know, he made the best decision for himself and his family. I think that he thought he made the right decision there. But what's important to me is that I have the opportunity in this Senate seat to listen to New Hampshire citizens and address the things that matter to them. So I'm going to continue to do that job. Whoever my opponent is, that doesn't change the way I approach my work or what I'm trying to accomplish on behalf of
right.
the people here in New Hampshire, right? So I love the work because, you know, I can do things like support innovative small businesses and lower costs for our working families and do the work so that we can strengthen cybersecurity and keep our state safe. The work of democracy is coming together and listening and
right.
Working through those disagreements. So I'm honored to do it. And, you know, the campaign will unfold, and I'll make my case as you do every campaign with New Hampshire voters. They expect right. you to engage, and that's what I'll do.
I guess my last question, just to follow up real quick, and I'll let you go, is that, you know, it seems that your concerns on the governor's pro-choice stance or that House bill, regardless if he's governor or ran for the Senate, were real. The state Democratic Party issued that statement. So you've been governor. You're mm-hmm. sitting U.S. senator now. Do you think there are some questions that will be, regardless of what office, running for re-election as governor, the governor will have to answer in terms of, like, for example, do you take him at his pro-choice word when it comes to, you know, or is it an abortion ban that he favors?
Look, I will always stand up for the rights of women to make their own health care decisions, to make their own life decisions. That's what being pro-choice is about. This is about whether we consider women
right.
capable of making their own decisions and engaging as citizens in the democracy and in the economy. And so I think it's really important to make that point. I will also continue to stand up for funding for Planned Parenthood so that people can get health care. And I'll continue to stand up for common sense public health measures. And if that involves criticizing the executive council or the governor, and that's what I need to do to make those points, of course I will, because this is about what kind of state we live in and whether we have a government that really reflects the values of the people of this state.
I guess so. It's a legitimate question on his case, whether he runs for the Senate or governor, is all I'm asking.
Oh, I think making sure that women are full citizens is always a legitimate issue, and I think you're going to continue. I've been hearing about this from people all over the state, that the first abortion ban in modern New Hampshire history is just so out of line with where most Granite Staters are.
Senator Hassan, thanks for the time, and have a good Veterans Day. I'm sure you're out and about. Thank you for joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire. Make it a great Veterans Day. Thank you, Senator.
And thanks so much, Jack. Happy Veterans Day.